Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the website and newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Before we get into it, shall we, a quick note of thanks to Floyd Kennedy for becoming an individual supporter of The End. She's a creator, so be sure to check out Am I Old Yet? Currently at 8 seasons, with the 9th season starting quite soon, I'm told. Thank you, Floyd. Your support means a lot to me. Want me to say nice things about you in the podcast and add your name to the website in every newsletter? Go to theend.fyi/support, because you can support us for an entire year for less than you pay each month for just one of your streaming services. And now, let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 67th, highlighted 10 shows in either the complete series or season finale sections, and 5 of them wrapped in the last few days. The Patient Files, a dramatized horror anthology from Christopher George and Dark Papers Entertainment, posted the season 1 finale on December 13th. Listen to all of the 23 current episodes in about 14 hours. The Stone Singer Chronicles, a narrated epic fantasy series from Adam Ganong and Harmonic Series Media, where the entire show is made just by Adam, and that includes the entire orchestral score, has reached the season 1 finale, also on December the 13th. You can listen to the 15 current episodes in a bit more than 11 hours. Five Deadly Rebels, a narrated martial arts action sci-fi series from Ian Tuasson and Dimension Gate, also hit the season 1 finale, also on the very busy 13th of December. Give yourself about 7.5 hours to listen to the current 11 episodes. Eeler's Choice is a dramatized maritime horror fantasy from Lou Sutcliffe, Daisy McNamara, and Cytochrome Here. It's created by trans-disabled creators with the intent of uplifting underrepresented voices. Their season 1 finale was posted on December the 12th, and you can listen to the 6 current episodes in about 3 hours. Underwater, a dramatized thriller series from Interval Presents, is fully complete as of the 12th of December, and you can enjoy all 8 episodes in about 4 hours. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear trailers or snippets for these shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is Build a Prince, a dramatized Christmas rom-com from Jenny Mallier. Now, if you never thought I'd recommend a Hallmark Christmas rom-com meets Bridgerton show, you'd be in good company, but here we are. And if that's your sort of thing, you'll probably love this. 'Tis the season, after all. Here's the trailer.
You must be married, Adelaide, in order to be crowned queen.
Is this some kind of bizarre hazing the future queen joke?
Welcome to Alpenoa, a cozy European winter destination tucked away by snow-covered mountains. Let's just say the Christmas vibes are immaculate.
So you're telling me now that in order to be crowned queen of this country, I must be
married? Yes. And from what I understand, you haven't even got a beau, so better get right on that.
That means we run out of time on
Christmas Eve.
I think this could be fun. Prince shopping. You have your pick of boy toys and have to make a quick decision. It's like an impulse buy at Barney's, but for the good of the country.
Are you saying we find someone not royal and make them royal?
No, it's impossible.
You've seen the makeovers I'm capable of, baby. Nothing is impossible.
He was a palace caterer, I think.
He must look so different out of uniform. So, well defined.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You want me to change my name and marry me because you'll lose your crown if you don't have a husband?
Sadly, for the advancement of women everywhere, yes.
What if one of us develops, you know, real feelings? Must be lonely sometimes.
I'm always surrounded by people. I'm hardly ever alone.
I didn't say alone. I said lonely.
What would you like me to say?
I don't know. You're mad I kissed you? Or maybe you're not?
I suppose we have to convince the press, so it's fine.
Yep, that's all I was doing, was convincing the press.
Good.
Addie, do you ever, like, go off script and just let loose a little?
I don't think I've ever had this much fun. Thank you. Do you want me to come in?
Like you wouldn't believe.
You are a public figure now. I don't even care about the girl.
No, you know what? You're so full of it. Yes, you do care.
Your Highness, is this guy a palace caterer? Are you two even really a couple?
There's a reason the Christmas season means so much to Alpanoa. It's the spirit of generosity, in the joy that you all share, even when times get hard. It's love. I went against the very values of this country, and I don't deserve to be your queen.
But you and me, that's real, okay? So let's just go tell them that it's real. We'll just tell them that it's real.
It isn't real.
Yes, it is. It's real for me.
Build a Prince, a royal Christmas love story.
Build a Prince is a complete show and a fast listen at just over an hour and a half to listen to all four episodes. My next recommendation is Leaving Korvat, a dramatized, surreal, postmodern urban fantasy travelogue from Lex Noteboom. You know how dreams feel totally normal during the dream, while one scene seamlessly transitions to another, and it all just kind of works, at least in that dream state? That's kind of what I felt like listening to this season of Leaving Korvat. And I mean that in a good way. It's trippy, surreal, and a heck of a ride. Here's the trailer.
They call me Sleeper. I worked the same brain-dead job at the same fast food place all of my life. And I've always lived in the same town. No one that lives in Korvat ever leaves. Until today. I'm heading into the world because I don't want my life to be a countdown anymore. I want it to be an adventure. They say it's dangerous out there, full of corruption, confusion. But I don't care. I say, bring it. Today, I leave. Today, I'm leaving Korvat.
Leaving Korvat currently has two seasons, and more are on the way. Catch up with the current 20 episodes in about 8.5 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 7 entries in the new Season's Coming Soon section, and one of them starts up again in the next few days. Season 2 of Birds of Empire, a dramatized post-apocalyptic fantasy series from Jason Liu and Q-Code, starts on the 18th of December. Catch up with the current 8 episodes in about 4 hours. And please remember that a trailer for that show and snippets or trailers from the 5 shows I mentioned at the beginning of the episode are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 67th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. The Patient Files.
Let's see. All right. Patient name, Eric Hauser. Transcript as follows. So, just start anywhere? Okay. Okay, so, recently I took a new job. A friend of a friend of a friend type thing. Nothing too exciting. The opposite, really. Data entry. You know those guys that hang out pet stores and, like, random parking lots and stuff? You know, the ones that try to get you to sign a petition or whatever. Yeah, well, I'm the guy in the office somewhere entering those names in, like, 7 different spreadsheets. Well, I am... Okay, more like I was the assistant to that guy, which basically means I do whatever's too boring or too tedious for him. So, not exactly glamorous. Don't get me wrong. After that whole COVID business, I was grateful to even have a job. Before that, I worked in a grocery store. An essential worker, which got me a whole 25-cent raise for double the work. Like most of us, I'm used to seeing people in public en masse these days. Actually, the office had a corporate rule that masks must be worn at all times, which, to be real with you, Doc, we didn't follow. Don't get me wrong, whenever the canvassers came in, the people with the clipboards, we did wear them. Most of the day, though, no point, really. There were maybe a total of 5 people in the office at any given point. Well, okay, we didn't wear them except for one guy. The lead director, in fact, Raymond. Well, you would never catch him without it. A few of us would often take our lunch breaks together. Our office was located near downtown, so there were plenty of places to eat within walking distance.
The Patient Files, a dramatized horror anthology from Christopher George and Dark Papers Entertainment, has reached the season 1 finale. The Stone Singer Chronicles.
The Church of Deep Stone says the power of the monoliths is spiritual. The Mages Consortium says the power of the monoliths is mystical. Both are right. Both are wrong. Join our trio and a cast of fascinating characters in this sprawling, epic, and richly imagined world. The Stonesinger Chronicles is a complex narrative weaving together political intrigue, morally ambiguous characters, and epic fantasy elements into a gripping and addictive saga. It is augmented by an epic and sweeping musical score, blending grandeur, emotional depth, and memorable themes. Lose yourself in the lush fields of Lakewall, the ghastly woods of the web, and archives hidden deep in mountains. Explore a roster of locations you will either dream you could live in or wish you never have to visit. Subscribe to the Stonesinger Chronicles now, wherever you get your podcasts, and join our Discord to get weekly updates on new episodes.
The Stonesinger Chronicles, a narrated epic fantasy series from Adam Gedong and Harmonic Series Media, has reached the season 1 finale. 5 Deadly Rebels.
A new kung fu science fiction podcast featuring music by Wu-Tang Clan producer Silver Rings, about 5 criminals on a dangerous hunt for the biggest score in the history of New York City. Not only big enough to change each of their hard-boiled lives, but the order of the world itself. 5 Deadly Rebels, streaming anywhere you get your podcasts. Presented by Dimension Gate.
Five Deadly Rebels, a narrated martial arts action sci-fi series from Adam Tuason and Dimension Gate, has reached the season 1 finale. Ealer's Choice.
Line secured. Cheers, Boda. Line secured.
Look at the size of that beast.
Aye, it's a good haul.
Oh, we'll celebrate the Gleaming Eel when we get back.
Shelfie Day's coming up. It'll be good and busy.
I'll see you there then.
Aye, you still owe me from last time.
No, I paid last Ron's day. Remember, I...
Another one?
There must be. Wait. What in Moon's name is that?
Healer's Choice is a dark maritime fantasy audio drama, coming this autumn, created by Lou Sutcliffe and Daisy McNamara. The unlucky sailors were Talmanir, Meg Malloy Teuton, and Pacific S. Obadiah. Editing was by Daisy McNamara, and music and sound design by Lou Sutcliffe, using sounds from freesound.org. Follow us on social media at Healer's Choice, if you choose. But be warned, the ocean never gives back what it takes unchanged.
Healer's Choice is a dramatized maritime horror fantasy from Lou Sutcliffe, Daisy McNamara, and Cytochrome Here, and it has reached the season one finale. Underwater.
You take my breath away.
I spent the last 15 years of my life fighting like hell to make sure that I never ended up here. But then I met her.
The name's Anna.
Hey, Anna. I'm Nico. Didn't realize you were a professional musician.
From Interval Presents.
Didn't realize I had an audience.
A new romantic thriller podcast.
Let me be the first to welcome you to the island, Nico.
Starring Jason Derulo.
Is that what you're doing out here? Looking for answers?
And Alexandra Shipp.
Who says I'm looking for anything?
Everyone who comes here is. There's something about you that I haven't been able to look away from.
Nico, we don't even know each other.
Not yet.
You do this last job for me, and I let you retire early with a golden parachute.
I've had a lot of time to think about what I'd do if I ever laid eyes on you again.
Nico! Nico! Don't leave me!
There's no turning back if we do this.
I've already made my decision.
If I want to keep us safe, I need to walk away.
This is what happens when you don't follow orders, Nicholas.
No!
Underwater, featuring original music from Jason Derulo. Listen to Underwater on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Underwater, a dramatized thriller series from Interval Presents, has reached the end of the entire series. Birds of Empire.
Dakota, choking in the dust of a great dryness, readies for war. Azera, Barlin, Timon, Halcyon, take their rightful places in the landscape of destiny. Four branches on the tree of fate, bracing against the winds of chaos, praying for rain.
Zappa! I'll find you. Stay alive. Just live.
Azera! Azera!
My father is hiding something. Something about my mother and who she was. I intend to find the truth.
I miss him, Grandma. I miss him so much.
Take them both alive.
Halcyon!
Forget! Run!
They're all here to watch me die.
Is this how you die?
No, brother. You're a coward, Halcyon.
It isn't my fight.
And uprises the owl.
And uprise the order.
This is the way of the wolf. Daughters of death, hunt!
Grandmother!
You're a child, Timon.
I should have killed him when I had the chance.
You believe our age to be soft as the Song Age, but it's more cruel than the darkest years of the Crow Age.
Listen to me. I am telling you of the birds of empire.
The elk are coming.
Birds of Empire, a dramatized post-apocalyptic fantasy series from Jason Liu and Q-Code, starts its second season soon. That's it for the additional trailers or snippets. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the end. Cheers!